Well, if any lawmakers were hoping to hash some of this out over a drink, we've got bad news. One of Capitol Hill's favorite watering holes is closing. For 44 years, the Hawk and Dove was the preferred dive bar of politicos of every stripe.
We were the scene of Patrick Kennedy's last escapade. We were always a hangout for Justice Douglas, Tony Coelho, the late Mickey Leland.
Stuart Long built the bar, and he says it's been a beloved hangout and hideout for everyone on this end of Pennsylvania Avenue, from House speakers to Capitol Hill interns.
I would say half the congressmen today who are previous staffers came through the Hawk and Dove.
The bar first opened for business in 1967 at the height of the protest over the Vietnam War.
We were looking for a pub name that fit Capitol Hill, and people said that we were crazy because that would go out of vogue. But since Vietnam, there's Kuwait, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya. There's always going to be Hawks. There's always going to be Doves.
Like these two young gentlemen who dropped by for drinks at a recent happy hour.
I'm a Hawk. I'm a Dove.
We got the whole package.
25-year-old Kevin Opp works at a pharmaceutical company, and his hawkish friend, Alex Stern, who's 23, works for, well, actually, rule one at the Hawk and Dove, never say the name of the member of Congress you work for. Conversations here are generally off the record, and you never know who's listening in at the next table or at the bar.
When I moved here after college, this was the first bar I went to.
36-year-old Allison Chadwick writes political satire.
I was sitting down the other end of the bar, and
the bartender asked her how she first got into politics.
And I said, oh, when I was 8, I worked against this evil, evil man named Bill Carney from Long Island. He was a congressman. And the guy next to me said, you know, I'm Bill Carney. And he pulled out his old congressional ID. We started talking about that campaign back from when I was 8. And we're actually very good friends now. It's not going to be the Hill exactly without Hawk and Dove.
Voices from the Hawk and Dove on Capitol Hill. In a few weeks, the building's lease and the rights to the name of the bar are going to new tenants. A new bistro with the same name is set to open up sometime next year. You're listening to NPR News.